Summing up activities, activity 6. Dr. Moreau wants to play the role of God and is punished in the end. The story questions the limits of scientific research, an issue that Mary Shelley had already dealt with in Frankenstein in 1818. Listen to two adapted excerpts from the two novels, in which the two scientists talk about their creations, a man and a gorilla man respectively, just after their birth, and decide whether the following sentences are true or false.
Frankenstein by Mary Shelley. It was on a gloomy night of November that I saw the result of my hard work. I had been working for 2 years continuously. Then, one day, everything was ready. I was exhausted. I could hardly walk. I sat in my laboratory, trembling with excitement. When I looked at my creature, horror and disgust filled my heart. I was unable to bear the aspect of the being I had created. He was not as handsome as I had hoped. His legs and arms were too long, and he had scars on his forehead, lips, and eyes. His mouth opened, and he mumbled some inarticulate sounds. He stretched out one hand as if he wanted to hold me, but I ran away in horror. I rushed to my room and walked up and down for some time.
The Island of Dr. Moreau by H.G. Wells. Then I took a gorilla I had, and upon that, working with infinite care and mastering difficulty after difficulty, I made my first man. All the week, night and day, I moulded him. With him, it was chiefly the brain that needed moulding. Much had to be added, much changed. I thought him a fair specimen of the negroid type when I had finished him, and he lay bandaged, bound, and motionless before me. It was only when his life was assured that I left him and came into this room again and found Montgomery much as you are.